Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly roundup of all the biggest stories in CSGO. Quicker than roster mania has fallen upon us. Quick reminder to rate and review at the end of the episode. It really helps us. I'm Logan. This is AZS. I have a notepad open with a list of things to talk about because there's a lot.
I think we should have changed the intro, though, from weekly roundup, because it hasn't been weekly. We've taken a little break for player break.
We have taken a break. This is your mid-player break special episode emergency pod that was planned way in advance. I know that makes it sound like it's not an emergency, because it's not. But
whatever. Who would plan an emergency in advance? Who would lie about there being an emergency?
We'll talk about them. So we'll start with this list goes in no particular order. Actually, it does go in a particular order. It's mostly chronological in time of when we found out about things, but also in importance, but also not. So we'll start with the big one. This is obviously the big one. G2, they've changed their roster for 17th time in 3 years.
Did you make that up or is that true?
That's not an actual statistic.
Because I actually didn't know. It could have been true.
I'm sure the number isn't that far off. So they've done what we said that they probably were going to do, that neither of us really were sure we totally agreed with. Minus Alexi B, minus Jax, because Nico, Hunter, and Monazi are untouchable. And so they've added in Alexi's place, they've added Hooksy from Copenhagen Flames. They've added in Jax's place. I say this with hard quotes because this is where it starts to get weird. In Jack's place, they add JKS.
So, I was very surprised at the players that came in. I'll say that. I kind of like it. So, one of the issues is a strong word, but one of the things with Alexi B I always found is that he never puts himself as the fifth man. He's never playing. Like, you look at the roles Jax had some pretty awful roles on CT side. And to me, that should have been Alexi B playing those, but it never seems to be. He had X7 on Ents to do that, for example. On OG, he had MBK, and then he had Nico to do that. He sort of values himself as a player, which is fine. He's not a bad player, but at G2's level, maybe it's a bit much. Hooksy will have no such, delusions. Hooksy will be, I'm going to get a 0.8 rating, but it doesn't fucking matter. That's going to be his vision of the game. And he has more than enough talent on this team to do whatever the fuck he wants. However, I don't see how Hunter and JKS can coexist on the T side. I think it was Kassad saying, Hunter's not actually a lurker. Oh, it might be YNK. I can't remember. Somebody said Hunter's not actually a lurker. He's just playing there because they didn't have one. And I'm like, sure, but he's fucking brilliant at it. Why would you want him to do anything else? He's amazing at it. He's one of the best mid-round players in the world in that position. I don't understand. Of all the roles in G2, that's the one that needed changing. I'd sooner see Monacy Rifle and someone else AWP than move Hunter out of that role. He was a god at it. I mean, maybe Hunter's just that good. He'll be brilliant in any single role you could put him in on the T side. You could put him anywhere and he'd be fine. But I don't know. It seems very strange to me. And then JKS is somewhat similar to Hunter. He's a mid to late round player. He's a lurker. You leave him on the, he's like a ROPS type player. Normally, obviously on FaZe, he had that spell as an entry fragger, but I don't think that's his long-term calling.
I'm not the hugest of fans of these moves. The JKS role conflict is the biggest thing for me, right? You're taking out Jax, who was by all means, by all numbers, one of the most supportive players on any team, right? After Sanji left VP, Jax was our next, one of the next couple of people that was you are the support player.
Yeah.
And you're replacing it with JKS, who is historically not a support player. And maybe Hooksy will help fill that role, but
Yeah, I think it's probably more JKS replaces Alexi B in a lot of the positions rather than actually replacing Jax.
I know. It's still weird to me. I'll reserve my final judgment until I see them play. But the problem with reserving any judgment for G2 moves is that whenever you see them play, right, it's still the Nico Hunter and Manessi show. It's never going to be these other two people, whoever the rotating cast is, right? Whether Aminek, JKS, Jax, Alexi B, right? Whether it's Nexa, right? You can go through the list of people that they've had. It doesn't matter because your core stays the same.
That's kind of why I like it, though. Like, there's only so much you can actually do when your three of your players are locked. So why not just give them more firepower? Like, just literally, like, think about the only time Nico has been legitimately successful on a team. Who was on it? Reign at his peak, Guardian, Olafmeister. That's the only other time Nico has been legitimately successful for any period of time.
And he had someone who is definitely, if not the greatest IGL ever, in the conversation to be the greatest IGL ever.
Yeah. And who, like Hooksie, will sacrifice himself for the good of the team. He's no ego whatsoever as a player. As a leader, I'm sure he has ego. You can't be that good without having some level of ego. But as a player, he knows what his role is. And I think Hooksie is the same. He will happily take bad ratings if it means Nico gets a little bit of space. I kind of like it. It's very G2. Like, G2 are going to be a shambles no matter what. So you might as well be a really good shambles.
This is really close to the throw money at the problem G2 thing that I love. There was a move that was talked about. I don't know if there was actually any substance to this. But there was definitely a Twitter armchair analyst talking about this, of which, to be fair, like, we are Twitter armchair analysts, of adding Boomich.
So Boomich seems to think it was close. He's given an interview today, I think, or maybe the day before, with HLTV talking about the move to G2 breaking down. So there clearly was some talk for it. But I think they also just approached, like, everyone who's even, like, got IGL in their name. Like, they were approaching players that just like, you know, he's got an L and I and a G in his name. Fuck it, he'll do. Like, we'll get him in. Because I know there was obviously the rumor about them going after Tabson, and I think the fact that Big gave them a new contract immediately shows that there was probably some legitimate interest there. And I'm pretty sure they went after Snappy as well. I don't know why that did or didn't happen. So they were fishing for IGLs, and they eventually landed on Hooksie. Clearly, I don't think he was their first choice, but as a fullback, it's a pretty good choice. Like, he's a good in-game leader.
All right, we got to move through these because we're already at eight minutes. We're going to be at an hour-long podcast, like, halfway through this list.
That was probably the biggest one, to be fair.
Yeah. Vitality.
Yeah.
They are minus Masuda in a move that everyone expected.
I hate it.
But nobody liked. Yeah, no, I don't like this move. No. And there's a question mark on the plus because we don't know what's happening.
I'm pretty sure it's Sphinx.
So yeah, we've heard Sphinx. I don't think there's a single person other than Vitality fans that wants it to be Sphinx. I think actually everyone I think mostly everyone's on the keep Sphinx on Ents train. We like this, keep this going.
Yeah.
Especially now that Snappy isn't leaving, right? When it was Snappy, it was maybe leaving. Snappy was maybe leaving for G2, then it was like, okay, we're breaking up everyone. But now that Snappy's staying, like, Ents should try their damnedest to not get rid of Sphinx.
And I'm sure they will, but I don't know if them trying that hard. They're not as big an org as Vitality. They don't have as much money. They don't have major winners like Vitality do. Like,
yeah, exactly. No, there's definitely issues here, right? There's definitely reasons why Sphinx would go to Vitality. But I feel like Sphinx going to Vitality is a waste of Sphinx talent.
I don't think Sphinx would look at anywhere near as good on Vitality as he does on Ents.
Yep, I think it's a waste of talent.
Vitality is a team that is built around giving Zywu what he needs to succeed. Ents is a team that is built around Sphinx getting what he needs to succeed. Mm. And he's phenomenal at it. But I don't think, I mean, maybe like he's a really good player. I'm sure he'll be fine, but I just don't think he'll be as good because he won't be the center of attention, which is what he is on Ents. And before he was the center of attention on Ents, he kind of, you know, he was rated, but he wasn't a superstar. And I think he probably, not necessarily that he needs that space, but that's the best you've ever gotten out of him. And then he's going to go back and become like, because I don't think he's going to waltz into Vitality and go, Dupree, I want this spot. Majisk, I want this spot. Like, he's not going to be given that. Like, he's going to be given what he's...
Just on like a time serve kind of thing. Like, you can't look at Dupree, you can't look at Majisk, even Zywoot, right? Like, Apex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't take any spot off Zywoot. Nobody takes a spot off Zywoot.
Like, you can't go to any of them and just say, hi, I would like that spot. Because at this point in time, and this may be a controversial, but I honestly don't know where the people are. I think that Sphinx being added to this team is he would be the second best player on this team.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to be treated like the second best player. I think he's going to...
Maybe he will, but I...
Here's the thing. They need to move spots around because if you look at all of Masuda's spots, they are the shit spots. They are the spots that you throw your fifth best player in because you need a person there, right?
I feel so sorry for Masuda, by the way.
Masuda's getting absolutely screwed. I hate this group
because Masuda... When Vitality were genuinely good, Masuda was probably their second star. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Shox, it wasn't Apex, and it wasn't Alex or... Was it Alex?
Alex or Apex?
Oh yeah, it wasn't them. Masuda was a second star, and he was inconsistent, but he carried games at this level. Like, he is a genuinely good player. He's a little bit inconsistent, but he's genuinely decent. And then they change the team around to speak English, his second language. His English is okay, but I mean, it's pretty good.
His English is fairly good, to be fair, but not the point.
He's also caught, you know, he's not talking in a second language. Give him shit roles. The players that have come in to replace him are doing worse than he did.
Yep.
And then he gets cut for it. Yep. So what exactly did he do wrong? I don't get it. Like, I don't understand what Masuda did wrong.
Yeah, I hate this move. I hate everything about this. I hate both sides. I mean, to be fair, I don't hate the Vitality side on minus Masuda because something needed to happen. But, like, this wasn't the move.
The move was... Remove Apex and get a real
Apex.
Minus Apex plus Hooksy.
IGL.
Or just plus Hooksy or something. Like, there were better solutions than Apex continuing to in-game lead. I don't get it.
Minus Apex plus JKS. That would have been viable.
Minus Apex plus JKS. I don't instantly hate it. I don't.
You know what? That's high praise.
Although when you say, maybe minus Apex plus Sphinx would have been fine as well.
Yeah, but minus Masuda is just...
Yeah, then Masuda's like still kind of fucked, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's it's a weird team Vitality. Like,
yeah.
Because I guess the problem they have is they're kind of using Zywoo as the star. Like sometimes he's, like, lurking with the AWP. Sometimes he's, like... you know, being a real star. Often he's like the fifth man in, which you kind of want him a bit closer to the rest of your team because he's he's so explosive. Player. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell Apex how to in-game lead, but I am going to tell Vitality that I wouldn't let Apex in-game lead. So.
That's respectable. Next on our list, Imperial, which is the Brazilian Last Dance project, will be becoming a little less Brazilian Last Dance. They're taking away FNX, adding a cello. So that team is now Fallen, Fur, Bolts, Vinny, and Cello.
I feel like that move just misses the point, though. Like, the whole point of Imperial was it's Fallen, FNX. Like, it doesn't matter if FNX is bad. You didn't make this team to be good.
You're not trying to compete.
You were. I don't know. I feel like cello is just... Whenever I see cello on a team, I'm just not interested. And that's not anything against cello. It's just like there's so many of those Brazilian players who are like okay to fine, who just sort of mill around the Brazilian tier two, and then you hear them, you're like, oh yeah, I've heard of PKL, I've heard of Nekis. You couldn't tell me a single thing about them. I'm sure cello is better than them, but But I'm like, not excited to watch Cello on this team. Give me something. If you're not going to keep FNX, which, fine, get something new, get something fresh, like Cello. Well, ugh, I don't know.
I do have a slight statement about this move. Not that I actually know Brazilian Counter-Strike to any degree, but I believe Fallen came out and said that he would be retiring in a year. Am I making this up, or
I don't remember seeing this, but okay. That doesn't mean it didn't exist.
Fallen retirement. Hold on. Yeah. He revealed his retirement plan. He's retiring as a player at the end of 2023, as per Deserto. I'm not going insane. Okay. So because of this, I have a feeling this is the start of like what will Imperial look like past Fallen, but also it's the middle of 2022.
That's 16 months away. Like, that's a long time to start.
That's 23 plan. G2 moves.
Yeah. What? You sort of joke, but in Counter-Strike, 6 months is fucking ages. Think about the teams who are like the top 10 now, 6 months ago.
Actually, with time, I want to move away from this Imperial thing, so we don't need to spend a lot of time on it. Yeah, but I want to talk about something that is required of a time discussion. Big. We don't have this on the list, but Tabson and Gabi extended their contracts for 5 more years till 2027. There's 2 other times that I know of in Counter-Strike of this length of extensions.
I can think of 3.
I can think of 2. One is the Virtus Pro Golden 5.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that one. Okay.
2 is Furia.
Nico and Hunter.
Yep.
And quite famously, Zipnix on Astralis. Yeah. He's given like a 5-year contract, and then
I assume Simple has something in the ballpark, but like not publicly.
Simple probably writes his own contract. They probably just give him a blank check. Is it what do you want?
Yeah. So when the rumor started with the big stuff with Tabson and Gabi maybe moving over to G2 or at least Tabson, Big started like tweeting cryptic things, and then it came out that they were signing them till 2027. And okay,
that's a long fucking time.
That's a long time. But I have like a separate matter on this, which is if Gabi and Tabson were not part of Big, it wouldn't be Big anymore. Even in like support staff roles, even if they were like analysts and coach, right? Like Gabi's obviously a coach now. He doesn't play anymore. And before he was the coach, he played on their Valorant team. Yep. So they've been around. If they weren't on this team, it would feel wrong. So even if it's a contract that's like, even if the money is... I don't know if there's a thing in these sports contracts, but it's a thing in the NBA, and so we're going to do it this way. Basically, in the NBA, you can push the money towards the beginning of the contract, so towards the end, there's like less money given out.
Right.
So even if the money's front-loaded, so that way they're getting whatever their money is, and then it tapers off towards the end, but the contract is still worth the total. It's worth it because those two are just the figureheads for German Counter-Strike, for like this entire country of people, and like I don't know,
sure, but like
I don't expect them to play years. I don't expect Tabson to play for the next 5 years.
How old is Tabson?
Like let gotta be mid-20s. Tabson is
he's 27, bro.
No, I don't expect Tabson to play for the next 5 years. I don't expect Gabi to coach for the next 5 years, but I expect them to continue to be a part of the organization. I think this is more symbolic. We are continuing the face of German Counter-Strike for the next 5 years. I don't think they'll play for the next 5 years. And again, I'd be willing to bet that Tabson's contract is front-loaded to when they think he's going to keep playing until.
I just don't think that makes any sense, though. Like, you don't just keep him because, oh, he's the face of German Counter-Strike. Like, what is Udonis that worth? Haslam. Yeah, sure, but that was fucking stupid.
For those of you who don't follow basketball, Udonis Haslam has been signed to the Heat for like a million years and does not play a single minute and just acts as a coach that they pay for as a player.
What's the point? I understand there's a sentimental value to Tabson and Gabi and Big, but sentimental value, you've put a financial value on it by giving him a 5-year contract. Like, I think sentimentally, this guy is worth this much money to us, and that's an insane thing to do.
But I don't even know if it's just sentimentality. I think it is from a marketing perspective that they're worth this much. I mean, you saw the Gabi and the Mueller milk commercials, right? Like, because he's the face of German Counter-Strike, he gets to be in German Counter-Strike stuff like that. Like, He is the biggest personality in Germany.
He's the face of German Counter-Strike until he's bad.
Gabi is bad.
Right. Can you imagine saying to somebody... Right, okay. 4 years ago, can you imagine somebody saying something like this about Get Right? You can, right? If Get Right had signed a 5-year contract to NIP, like, 5 years ago, nobody cares about Get Right anymore. And I don't mean that in a like a horrible way. Get Right is not the face of Swedish Counter-Strike anymore.
No, he's not.
Because he got... He turned bad. Esports has this weird thing where because there's no like regional, regional ties to places, people just follow players they think are good or players they like.
I think there's certain regional ties. I won't say that there's like
yeah sure they're more national more than anything.
Yes.
Like, and I'm sure I think Germans will just like whoever the best German player is. Like if you're a fan of German Counter-Strike. The face of German Counter-Strike is whoever the best German player is. At the moment, it's Tabson, but in 3 years, it might not be. Maybe in 3 years, Keto is the face of German Counter-Strike.
Okay, we need to move on from this. Or I know Crimbo. This is a discussion you and I can go on for a million years on, but we've done 3 bullet points in 20 minutes, and we have 13 more. Oh, shit. Okay, EG... This is the other long one. So hopefully
this one's just fucking insane. They apparently had Masuta on their roster. Like they thought it was done, and then they've like changed it last minute.
Let's explain the whole thing.
Yeah,
let's explain the whole thing. So EG minus Stewie minus Rush. We've covered this before. Not so sure about the Rush thing. Definitely cool with the Stewie thing.
Yeah.
To add to this team, they've gone overseas because, of course, that's what you do when you have a 15-person North American roster is you import talent. It's what we've learned from League of Legends. So they've added Nealon, and they were supposed to add Masuda until they didn't add Masuda at literally the last possible minute.
Because they didn't read the RMR rules.
They didn't read the RMR rules and now have added Hexed Up from the Carpe Diem party, from the Carpe Diem Evil Geniuses, simultaneously doing minus Classia from the party, from the Carpe Diem, God, there's too many fucking names here, from the Carpe Diem EG team and adding back Stanislaw, who, if you remember correctly, used to be the IGL for the main EG team.
Are
you confused? Welcome to the club.
I hate absolutely everything about it. I just hate everything. Go on.
Adding Hex up to the main team is good. I like that.
Sure, but now the Carpe Diem team is rubbish because the two best players are gone.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. In like a couple of months, Walco will be brought up, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. And then they'll add another bad old American player to that team as well.
Yo, terrible. Skadoodle.
Okay. Fucking hell, yeah, they will. Masuta was apparently on the roster for the Blast tournament, and they've made an emergency sub to get rid of him. That's a rumor I can't confirm, but that is a rumor that it exists.
Blast Pools came out. We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, so, I don't know. They thought it was done. Striker at HOTV believes they changed because... they would have had to play in the EU RMR, which feels like something they should have figured out before they tried to sign him. But that's okay. You have a lot of American players. Actually, just would have been easier to just do that in the first place.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Why have you bothered signing two other teams of American players if you have no interest in calling them up when you need an American player?
I had a mini rant about this. So I'm in the Dust 2 server, right? And I think it was Messio from Complexity, was asking what people had as an issue with this move. I'm trying to find my thing. So what I wrote was, I think my biggest problem with EG, which is a totally irrational problem, is they all do this big talk of creating the 15-man roster, and the first chance they have to make moves on the main team, they get people from outside. You have 10 other people on your roster already. You want to give them tier 1 experience. You want to give them, like, you want to have them be better. Why are we not using them?
Yep. I agree.
That's it. That's the entire discussion for me is you made this big deal. You signed two more teams.
Yep. I agree.
I like that they're using a Hex tier.
Why didn't they do it sooner?
Why didn't they do it sooner?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I couldn't agree anymore.
That's it. That's the whole thing. You're paying for 10 other players.
Literally, yeah. No, I don't get it either. And then Classier being removed for attitude problems and being replaced by Stanislaw is just a miserable move for everyone involved. Let's not even talk about it. It's just fucking miserable for everyone.
Supposedly, it was going to happen either way. Like, that was a separate problem. Stewie, minus Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
That's literally what my note says.
I think it's quite amusing. He made that big tweet, I think it was a month or two ago, where all my haters, keep telling me to quit. I'm going to keep grinding. I'll never quit. And then obviously, quits like a month later.
Complexity became more American, which is weird when you let me finish the statement, because they added Halzirk instead of Junior. But if you look at a picture of Halzirk, he looks like he's from Alabama, and that's all I need to say on the subject.
Yeah, he kind of does look American, doesn't he? He's pretty good as well.
Yeah, no, this is a good move. This is an upgrade.
Actually, I'm not going to make the joke I was about to make. It's probably not good.
This is just an Alabama joke.
No, it was more an American joke. That's fine.
Understandable. But this is a good move. I like this. I don't know if this solves all of Complexity's problems, but I'm interested.
It solves some of them.
I'm intrigued.
It's one big one.
Well, one small one.
Yeah, well, it's quite a big problem.
Junior.
Yeah.
Okay. next on the list is Titans. They are the team that Elliot is going to be the biggest fan of known to humankind.
Well, I love MSL, but the rest of it's fine. I like Sonny. Oscar is he's there, and two other players that I honestly don't remember. MSL's pretty high on the lineup. That's good enough for me.
We've heard good things about Super previously.
Yeah, you have. I don't think I've ever heard anything about him. I honestly couldn't tell you anything about him. Okay. Other than the fact he's Super, there's a game called Super Ball on Steam. It's kind of fun. I don't know if you've ever played it.
I think I own that. I think I
did. It's free, so.
Okay. So yeah, this team exists.
Their logo is like a
it's like a T.
It's a Shutterstock stock footage picture.
Apparently. It just looks like a shittier FaZe logo.
Yeah, it's literally like a Shutterstock photo with the watermark taken out.
Yeah,
somebody pointed out on Twitter. I think it was M&M's.
Copenhagen Flames.
Yeah,
there's a rumored possible roster for Copenhagen Flames
with three in-game leaders on it.
Which is Bird from Sky, who formerly played for Estatic, which was who were they before Estatic?
Jesus Christ. Lingby Vikings?
Lingby Vikings. So that's the name you'll probably know them by. That's why.
Yeah. Then Bird from Sky has been accused of being a cheater by everyone in Tier 2.
Yeah.
Which means he's probably just a good in-game leader. What the fuck? He uses flashbangs. It's cheating.
Rouse, who's from Sprout.
Who is also an in-game leader.
TNB, who was most recently on the Mad Lions lineup.
Where he was in-game leader.
Leading. Borup, from Heroic Fame, but most recently on the Mad Lions lineup. And Regali, who was most recently in the European RMR for Fnatic to make the major, I believe.
Yeah, he was meant to be in the Fnatic roster for a bit, and then I think he got COVID. Smuya before Poison. I can't remember if they just added Poison instead of using him, or if he got COVID, so they got Poison instead. I think COVID, so they got Poison. And then he never got a chance. It's kind of sad, but I don't know if he's any good. Apparently he speaks Danish. He's Romanian, I believe, but apparently he speaks Danish. He's going to need to, because there's going to be a lot of voices on that team, because there's three in-game leaders.
Yeah, yes.
TMB is genuinely good, though. I was kind of annoyed when he was in-game leading on Mad Lions, because he's actually pretty good. I don't know if this team's going to be amazing, but TMB can play a bit. Borup at his peak is pretty good.
Yep.
Don't know much about the others, other than the fact that Bird from Sky is known as a cheater.
Okay. Liquid are keeping Ekindar for Blast. The roster was locked in.
Cool. Good.
Good. Enjoyable. I want to see more of that. Here's the thing. Liquid with Ekindar was good. They made it to playoffs in Cologne. That is good. Now do it more.
My only problem with this move is I feel like Liquid need a tall player.
Yeah,
they just don't have any tall players. They need a big one. They should have. They need to add Snacks. You know what? They need to add Snacks, and he could just carry the rest. You know that like meme that's like the four Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
and then they all grow past. Like that's what I'm thinking. Like I want Snacks in the middle and these four like little people next to him.
Okay. Next on the list, Bad News Bears. They have officially disbanded. So if you weren't aware of Bad News Bears, how dare you? But also they were an American team. They were where Sheik Zula went post-triumph. Basically a bunch of just like decently good North American players that were never like 100% in contention for anything, but definitely always fighting for stuff. Yeah. Kind of same ballpark as Party Astronauts, as Carpe Diem was. They've disbanded. They didn't have an org behind them. I think they had a Leadify sponsorship, but that was like mostly it. So
they have really good graphics. They have fantastic like graphics are so good. I think it's
great social media. But do you know who did their social media?
It's Salenica, right?
Yeah, Salenica.
Yeah, their social media and graphics guys really good, but
yeah,
team less so. They were in relegation this year. When Dust2 pointed out that one of their players went from like a 0.8 in regular season to a 1.5 rating in playoffs, they, for some reason, a lot of NA players got really angry at that. Like, oh, why are you pointing this out? Are you what? Okay.
The things you care about, their spot in relegation will be kept by the two players that are remaining, but they're not actually remaining on the roster. They're different org, different name, everything, which is Pluto and Momo.
Yeah.
And I believe is it Spongy or is it Swisher? No, that's Spongy, I think. Spongy and Sheik Zula are going to take a break competitively. Sheik Zula has basically said online that he is absolutely not going anywhere, though, that he's taking a break. He's taking a vacation for a couple months. Not like a vacation for a couple months, but like he's stopping for a couple months. He's going on a hiatus, but he's coming back. Okay. I think that's it for roster moves. We have three more.
Sure. I can't think of anything else.
We have three more quick things.
Yes.
Rumors. Blast and Perfect World are supposedly fighting for majors next year.
So I think those are the two majors in 2023.
So what does this tell us? This tells us, first of all, Perfect World Major will probably be in China.
Probably. I'd imagine it's going to at least be in the East.
Yeah. If you aren't aware who Perfect World is, they are the Eastern publishers for Counter-Strike. So that's how Counter-Strike is in China. They publish the game. So Perfect World would make sense for China. Blast, that doesn't tell me anything on where this major will be.
I swear to God, Blast, please. Do not put the major in the UAE, in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Like, please.
I actually would super like a US major or like an NA major, but like that's very.
I think they'll probably do Blast Copenhagen as the major. That would be my assumption.
I think they probably would. That makes sense. But Blast has done events everywhere. And I also think that there's definite possibility.
Oh, Lisbon would be a good major.
Lisbon would be good, but
Blast Lisbon is a major. Now we're talking.
Blast has been to LA before, so like they could be in LA. Like,
I'd like to go to LA, but you know that would be fun. I've never been.
Blast New York.
I've been to New York though. I want to go to LA.
I know. Okay. Simple has released a rap song. It's a very like last minute thing here on the. We have two more things.
Didn't he call it esports?
He did call it esports.
Bro, like, you can't be doing that, bro. Releasing a rap song, it's got to be completely different. Have you ever heard Clint Dempsey's rap?
No.
Do you know who Clint Dempsey is?
I do not.
I thought you might. He's an American football player, as in soccer player.
I figured.
He's one of the best players to ever come out of America. And he raps under the name Deuce, I believe. And he's like fine, but if you heard it, you wouldn't realize it's Clint Dempsey, and that's how it should be. Like I shouldn't listen to it and think, oh yes, this is Simple. I should listen to it and go, oh, this is actually okay, given that it's Simple.
Yeah. Also, apparently, Boomich is releasing another track. His last one was an absolute banger, so
I haven't heard it.
You didn't hear the original one where he goes, no. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, it's great. I'll send it to you later.
Ah, wonderful.
Bless Premier Groups, they are out as of 5 hours ago. There is a group of death. Very excited for it. There is a group of phase winning. Let's talk about it. Group A is going to be Vitality, OG, NIP, and Astralis. I have no clue what's going to happen in this group. This is anyone's group.
Oh, God, yeah. I have no idea.
You cannot predict.
Absolutely not.
Group B, Navi, G2, Liquid, Complexity.
Oh, fucking hell. Good luck, Complexity. Jesus. Right, I'll tell you what. That is a baptism of fire for Holzerk, isn't it?
That's the group of death. And then the group of phase winning.
Holzerk's first game for Complexity, he's AWPing against Simple. Yep. His first game, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we'll take you on from Dignitas. Come over to the US. It's easy. They don't flashbang you here. First game, Natas Vincere. Simple is on the other side of the door. Yeah, cheers, lads.
Group C. FaZe.
Yep.
Evil Geniuses.
Yep.
Heroic.
Yep.
Big.
Holy shit, Evil Geniuses are 209th HOTV World Rankings. They have three rosters and not one of them is in the top 200. Are you serious?
Okay, and now we have one more subject for the pod. It's a little bit more of a somber subject, so I'm going to let Elliot come.
It's quite somber, but there's also something of a happy ending, hopefully. Somebody called Cody G, CSGO, I think, is his at, Cody Grennan. Posted a GoFundMe. He's had a heart problem since he was he's only found it recently. Normally they have surgery when they're very young to remove it. I can't remember, it's subaortic something, and basically
it's not good.
Yeah, basically at some point his heart is going to stop, which isn't good. And he lives in the US, so it costs between like $5,000 and $10,000 to fix it, which that's a hell of a lot of money. He says he's a student working full time and he barely can pay his own bills, which is something I completely believe because that sounds about right. And he was sort of like, it's kind of like a last chance thing. And he, last I checked, he was at $6,500 because four members of Liquid all donated. I think Elige donated $1,500. Nitro donated $300.
Flom
donated a grand. Yekindar donated $500. NAF donated $1,000. If you go down the list, Junior donated $100. Ryan Dust2 donated $100. Darth Mike $100. And as well as other people who don't know, Hunter Dunifon, David Stafford, Frequency CS, all donated $100+. He is currently at $6,800 donated from the Counter-Strike community, which is a really, like, that's well done, lads. You know, like,
Once in a while we do good things. But, yeah. We don't normally ask for money, and I'm not going to ask for money. But if you have and you're willing and you want to, this is...
Cody G, CSGO, if you've got on his Twitter, you'll see. And you can read what it is. It's subaortic stenosis. There you go. Yep. That's what it's called.
Basically, the more complicated the words get, I assume the worse it is. So,
yeah, that's, you know, there's an A and an O next to each other. It must be bad.
Yeah, really. That's not good, man. So on that note, we're going to be done for the week. We are off again next week. We'll be back on the 17th. Maybe
that sounds about right. That is 3 plus 14.
17th recording
will be the upload.
We'll be here on the 18th. We'll record on the 17th. It'll be our pre-blast show. We'll talk about blast. We'll have our final notions on these rosters.
We'll talk about G2's next roster move that they'll probably have made by then.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the math on how many roster moves G2's actually done, and I'm gonna have producer Beef throw it into the video here,
sure,
or audio. So it'll be great. We can use this as a number. But wonderful. That's it for today. Make sure to follow us on Twitter @ReTLDR, @AZSK, and @LoganRampap. And we'll see you all again next time.
Peace.